Lenina?
He repeated apprehensively. She put her hand to her neck and gave a long vertical pull. Her white sailor's blouse was ripped to the hem, suspicion condensed into a too solid certainty.
Lenina, what are you doing?
Zip, zip. Her answer was wordless. She stepped out of her bell-bottomed trousers. Her zippy cami nicks were a pale shell pink. The arch community songster's golden tee dangled at her breast. For those milk paps that through the window bars bore at men's eyes, the singing, thundering, magical words made her seem doubly dangerous, doubly alluring. Soft, soft, but how piercing. Boring and drilling into reason, tunneling through resolution. The strongest oaths are straw to the fire of the blood. Be more abstemious, or else... Zip. The rounded pinkness fell apart like a neatly divided apple. A wriggle of the arms, a lifting first of the right foot, then the left. The zippy caminics were lying lifeless and as though deflated on the floor. Still wearing her shoes and socks and her rakishly tilted round white cap, she advanced towards him.
Darling, darling, if only you'd said so before.
She held out her arms. But instead of also saying darling and holding out his arms, the savage retreated in terror, flapping his hands at her as though he were trying to scare away some intruding and dangerous animal. Four backward steps, and he was brought to bay against the wall.
Sweet, said Lenina,
and laying her hands on his shoulders, pressed herself against him.
Put your arms round me, she commanded. Hug me till you drug me, honey.